You Forever by Tuesday Love Sang Rampa, read to you by Blue Friend. This is Lesson 9. In the last lesson, we dealt in the concluding stages with thought. We said, thought is where you want it to be. That is a formula which really can assist us to get out of the body, to do astral traveling. Let us repeat it. Thought is where you want it to be. Outside of you, if you want it so. Let us have a little practice. Here again, you will need to be where you are quite alone, where there are no distractions. You are going to try to get yourself out of your body. You must be alone. You must be relaxed. And we suggest that for ease, you lie down, preferably upon a bed. Make sure that no one can intrude and ruin your experiment. When you are settled, breathing slowly, thinking of this experiment, concentrate on a point 6 feet in front of you. Close your eyes. Concentrate. Will yourself to think that you, the real you, the astral you, watches your body from some 6 feet away. Think. Practice. Make yourself concentrate. Then, with practice, you will suddenly experience a slight, almost electric shock, and you will see your body lying with eyes closed some 6 feet away. At first, it will be quite an effort to achieve this result. You may feel as if you are inside a big rubber balloon, pushing, pushing. You push and push and strain, and nothing seems to happen. It almost seems to happen. Then, at last, suddenly, you burst through, and there is a slight snapping sensation, almost as, in fact, puncturing a child's toy balloon. Do not be alarmed. Do not give away to fright, because if you remain free from fright, you will go on and not have any trouble whatever in the future. But if you are afraid, you will bounce back into the physical body, and you'll have to start all over again at some other date. If you bounce back into your body, there is no point in trying anything more that day, for you will rarely succeed. You just need sleep. Rest first. Let us go further. Let us imagine that you have got out of your body with this simple, easy method. Let us imagine that you are standing there looking at your physical component and wondering what to do next. Do not bother to look at your physical body for the moment. You will see it again quite often. Instead, try this. Let yourself float about the room like a lazily drifting soap bubble, for you do not even weigh as much as a soap bubble now. You cannot fall. You cannot hurt yourself. Let your physical body rest at ease. You will, of course, have dealt with that before freeing your astral from this fleshly sheath. You will have made sure that your flesh body was quite at ease. Unless you took this precaution, you may find, when you return to it, that you have a stiff arm or a crooked neck. Be certain that there are no rough edges that would press into a nerve, for if, for example, you have left your physical body so that an arm is extended over the edge of the mattress, there may be some pressure upon a nerve which will cause you a pins and needles sensation later. Once again, then, make sure that your body is absolutely at ease before making any attempt to leave it for the astral body. Now, let yourself drift. Let yourself float about the room, idly move around as if you were a soap bubble drifting on vagrant air currents. Explore the ceiling and the places where you could not normally see. Become accustomed to this elementary astral travel, because until you are accustomed to idling about in a room, you cannot safely venture outside. Let us try it again, with somewhat different wording. Actually, this astral travel affair is easy. There is nothing to it, so long as you allow yourself to believe that you can do it. Under no circumstances, under no conditions, should you feel fear, for this is not a place for fear. In astral travel, you are journeying to freedom. It is only when back in the body that you need to feel imprisoned, encased in clay, weighted down by a heavy body which does not respond very well to spiritual commands. No, there is no place for fear in astral travel. Fear is quite alien to it. We are going to repeat astral travel directions under slightly different wording. You are lying flat on your back on a bed. You have made sure that every part of you is comfortable. There are no projections sticking into nerves. Your legs are not even crossed, because if they were, at the point where they cross, you might have a numbness after, just because you will have interfered with the circulation of the blood. Rest calmly, contentedly. There are no disturbing influences, nor are you worried. Think only of getting your astral body out of your physical body. Relax, and relax yet more. Imagine a ghostly shape corresponding roughly to your physical body, gently disengaging from the flesh body and floating upwards like a puffball on a light summer's breeze. Let it rise up. Keep your eyes closed otherwise for the first two or three times. You may be so startled that you will twitch, and that twitch may be violent enough to reel in the astral to its normal place within the body. People frequently jerk in a peculiar manner just when they are falling asleep. All too often it's so violent that it brings one back to full wakefulness. This jerk is caused by a too rough separation of the astral body and the physical body. For, as we have already stated, nearly everyone does astral traveling by night, even if so many people do not consciously remember their journeying. But back to our astral body again. Think of your astral body gradually, easily separating from the physical body, drifting upwards to about 3 or perhaps 4 feet above the physical. There it rests above you, swaying gently. You may have experienced a sensation of swaying just when you were falling asleep. That was the astral swaying. As we have said, the body is floating above you, possibly swaying a little, and connected to you by the silver cord, which goes from your umbilicus to the umbilicus of the astral body. Do not look too closely, because because we've already warned you that if you become startled and twitch, you will bring your body back and have to start all over again on some other occasion. Suppose you heed our warning and do not twitch, then your astral body will remain floating above for some moments. Take no action at all, hardly think. Breathe shallowly, for this is your first time out, remember, your first time consciously out, and you have to be careful. If you are not afraid, if you do not twitch, the astral body will slowly float off. It will just drift away to the end or the side of the bed, where quite gently, without any shock whatsoever, it will gradually sink so that the feet touch, or almost touch, the floor. Then, the process of making a soft landing over, your astral will be able to look at your physical and relay back what it sees. You will have a quite discomforting sensation of looking at your own physical body, and we point out now that it is often a humiliating experience. Many of us have a completely erroneous idea of what we look like. Do you remember when you first heard your voice? Have you heard your voice on a tape recorder? For the first time, you may have frankly disbelieved that it was your voice, that you may have thought someone was playing a trick on you, or the recorder was faulty. The first time one hears one's voice, one disbelieves it. One becomes appalled and mortified. But wait until you see your body for the first time. You will stand there in your astral body with your consciousness quite fully transferred to your astral body, and you will look down upon that reclining physical body. You will be horrified. You will not like the shape of the body nor the complexion. You will be shocked at the lines on the face and the features, and if you advance a little further and look into your mind, you will see certain little quirks and phobias which may even cause you to jump back into the body out of sheer fright. But supposing you surmount this first frightening meeting with yourself, what then? You must decide where you are going, what you want to do, what you want to see. The easiest system is to visit some person with whom you are well acquainted, perhaps a close relative who lives in a neighboring city. First, it should always be a person that you frequently visit, because you have to visualize the person in considerable detail. You have to visualize where he or she lives and precisely how to get there. Remember, this is new to you. New to you doing it consciously, that is. And you want to follow the exact route which you would follow if you were going in the flesh. Leave your room. Move to the street. In the astral, of course. But do not worry, people can't see you. Traverse the path with which you would normally take, keeping fixed before you the image of the person whom you want to visit and how to get there. Then, very speedily, far more quickly than the fastest car could take you, you will be at your friend's or relative's house. With practice, you will be able to go anywhere. Seas, oceans, and mountains will be no bar, no obstacle to your path. The lands of the world and the cities of the world will be yours to visit. Some people think, oh, supposing I go and I cannot get back, what then? And the answer is, you cannot get lost. It is quite impossible to get lost. It is quite impossible to harm yourself or to find that your body has been taken over. If anyone comes near your body while you are astral traveling, the body relays a warning and you are reeled in with the speed of thought. No harm can come to you. The only harm is fear. So, do not fear, but experiment, and with experiment will come a realization of all your hopes, all your ambitions in the realms of astral travel. When you are in the astral stage consciously, you will see colors more brilliantly than you do in the flesh. Everything will shimmer with life. You may even see particles of life about you like sparks. That is the vitality of the earth, and as you pass through it, you will pick up strength and courage. A difficulty is this. You cannot take anything with you, and you cannot bring anything back. It is, of course, possible under some conditions, and this comes with much practice only, that you materialize in front of a clairvoyant, but it is not easy to go to a person and carry out a diagnosis of their health condition, because you really need to be able to discuss things like that. You can go to a shop and look over their stock and decide what you want to go and buy the next day. That is quite permissible. Often when you visit a shop in the astral, you will see the flaws and the shoddiness of some of the goods which are high priced. When you are in the astral and you want to return to the physical, you should keep calm. You should let yourself think of the flesh body. Think that you are going to go back and that you are going to get in. As you think this, there will be a blur of speed, or there may even be an instantaneous shift from wherever you were to a spot 3 or 4 feet above your reclining body. You will find that you are there, drifting, undulating slightly, just as when you left the body. Let yourself sink down very, very slowly. It must be slowly because the two bodies have to be absolutely synchronized. If you do it right, you will sink into the body without a jar, without any tremor, without any sensation other than that the body is a cold and heavy mass. If you should be clumsy and you should not exactly align your two bodies, or if someone should interrupt you so that you go back with the jerk, you may find that you have a headache, some almost migraine type of headache. In that case, you have to try to get yourself to sleep or force yourself out into the astral again, because until your two bodies are back in exact alignment, you cannot get rid of the headache. It is nothing to worry about, because a quite definite cure is to go to sleep, even for a few moments, or consciously to get out into the astral again. You may find that in your flesh body you are stiff. You may find that the sensation is much the same as putting on a suit of clothes which got wet the day before and now is still wet and dank. Until you get used to it, it is not altogether a happy sensation coming back to the body. You will find that the glorious colors which you saw in the astral world have dimmed. Many of the colors you will not see at all in the flesh. Many of the sounds that you heard in the astral are quite inaudible when in the fleshly body. But never mind, you are upon earth to learn something, And when you have learned that which was your purpose in coming to earth, you will be free of the ties, free of the bonds of earth. And when you leave your fleshly body permanently, with the silver cord severed, you go to realms far above that of the astral world. Practice this astral traveling. Practice it, and practice it. Keep away all fear, for if you have no fear, then there is nothing to fear. No harm can come to you, only pleasure. End of Lesson 9.